Time to go to the movies now with Jason DeRosso. Jason, hello there.
Hey, good morning, friend.
We're talking about a new film opening called Supernova. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is like the second film this year about dementia. You know, we had The Father a couple of weeks ago, which stars Anthony Hopkins, of course. This film, as you mentioned, is called Supernova, and it's got another couple of big stars in it, Stanley Tucci and Colin Firth. They play this, a gay couple, both successful artists. Stanley Tucci plays this novelist, and he's the one with early onset dementia, and Colin Firth is his partner, who's a pianist. He's a very high-profile musician, classical musician. And this film takes the form of a road trip. They're basically hitting the road in a kind of Winnebago through the Lakes District in England. And it soon becomes clear that Tucci's character is struggling to do some pretty basic sort of, his basic motor skills are kind of slipping away. He does have trouble occasionally sort of remembering things. But essentially this trip seems to be a kind of a gesture for them to say goodbye to various people who've been important in their lives. There are a few surprises in store. But I think what's really nice about Supernova is that I think the two central performances are so tender. It's a script that's written with a lot of wit. It's really enjoyable to be in the company of these two men, which I guess means that it's also quite hard-hitting when, I guess, the realities of this conditions start to really become more and more foregrounded, I guess. I think it's a really beautiful film, one to see. I mean, you might remember a couple of weeks back, I didn't love The Father, even though I admired what it was trying to do. But it's a film, this one, Supernova, about very much about a relationship and about, I guess, two people with different agendas about how to move forward with this condition. I'll play you a clip now where those different ideas, I think, come to the fore. They're talking about medicine here, Stanley Tucci's character's medicine, and you know, whether or not they brought it along for the ride or not.
I didn't bring them.
What? Tuska, I told you I should have packed.
No. I took them out.
Why?
Because I didn't want them.
Tuska, it's...
What? It's my choice. I didn't want them. We both know that they're not doing anything anyway.
We have to try.
It's just that they remind me that I'm ill. And I don't want that.
Well, it sounds very sad.
It does sound sad, but I have to say, yeah, I do. I want to stress that it is a lot of fun. They're both, you know, Firth and Tucci are both very witty characters.
Yeah.
The actor's capable of a lot of wit, and that's been written into the characters, I think. So it's, as I say, it's kind of a lot of fun being in their company.
Okay, good.
So look, I recommend it. It's called Supernova, and I'm speaking to the director on the show this week, Harry McQueen, it's kind of an actor's film in a way, and he's an actor himself. So yeah, he talks a little bit about making this film. He wrote and directed it.
A second film to talk about this week is about the killing of Jamal Khashoggi.
Oh my goodness. I mean, what a brutal crime this was. This is by an Oscar-winning director called Brian Fogel. It's a documentary. It's called The Dissident. It actually rolls out next week, but you will hear him on the show today talking about his film and how he just goes into all these disturbing allegations, of course, about the vindictiveness of the Saudi royals, notably MBS, how he's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who is kind of alleged to be, you know, behind all of this. The reach of Saudi intelligence is frightening. He gets to speak to some of Khashoggi's mates, including younger dissidents who've left Saudi and have their own, you know, faced the wrath of the Saudi royal family. And Hatice Cengiz, of course, the fiance of Khashoggi. I mean, this really is also this tragic love story about a man who, in late middle age, had to leave his home, leave his first family, and thought he'd gotten this chance at a second chance in life, basically, a second chance at love, certainly. He thought he was untouchable because of his links with, you know, American journalism and so forth, but he wasn't, and it's such a tragedy. And the access, I think, that Fogel has to this young woman is really quite moving. So it's a real, it's terrible. It's a must-see documentary, though, I think. And it reminds me that there's been two films about, you know, the assassination of political figures this year. There was that other one called Assassins about the killing of Kim Jong-il's half-brother, Kim Jong-nam. And this is of a pair with that, I think.
And is this screening in cinemas or is this on a streaming service?
It's screening in cinemas. No, it's screening in cinemas from next week. I don't think there are any sneaks this weekend, but it's definitely one to see. I mean, they speak to the Turkish... the Turkish investigators too, and there's this touching moment when the filmmakers follow Hatice back to the apartment that she and Khashoggi had bought together, that they were going to start their life in, and it's all been dusted over because the Turkish police have dusted for fingerprints, and it was a crime scene in many ways, you know, and she's there for the first time, and it's just incredibly moving. I mean, she sits in this big recliner chair that he'd bought for himself and was planning to sort of sit on for the rest of his life. And yeah, terrible film, but very informative and very interesting. Also about that Trump link, you know?
Yeah. Okay, Jason, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Jason Tarosso, film critic and host of the Screen Show here in RN at 10 o'clock this morning. And he's speaking to the director of Supernova, Harry McQueen, which sounds like a terrific movie. They both sound like terrific movies, don't they?